We ready?
No. I mean, yes.
G'day, guys. It's Kyle Feld here from the Cowboys. Big fan of the On The Ranch podcast and big time listener.
The story is finished with a new era starting. The Pride of the North make it 4 from 5 as the focus shifts to a 2-game road trip against the aquatic sea creatures. Welcome to On The Ranch.
Have you acknowledged for tribal people?
Look, I'm Ron Burgundy. Whatever's written is what I'll read out.
Acknowledge for tribal chief. That's the best.
Yeah, I should have seen that coming, shouldn't I? Welcome to On The Ranch, episode 161, brought to you by Molly Malone's Irish Pub on the East End of the East. Do you remember EastEnders?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very British, isn't it?
Very.
Very governor?
Don't.
Blimey.
That's not good.
Blimey, governor.
Blimey. British governor.
Mate, I was on the bill.
Yeah, I bet you were.
I was a wretch.
You are. That's Morgan Holmes-Evans, by the way.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show.
I'm Max Bob. That's Pistol.
Good evening. Welcome to the show of shows.
Mm. And keeping us looking good on YouTube is Billy.
As long as the computer don't... Crash again?
Yeah, this is held together by a Yeti bottle.
Don't look over there. Look over here, not over there. It's,
that
we
that explains that. A lot about this show, actually.
Doesn't it? Yeah. It's a little held together. We need some duct tape.
Yep.
Episode 161, like we said, about 40 minutes worth of pre-Patreon chat there. That's excessive.
Yeah.
I think we went a bit far.
That was a bit... There was some good points raised in that.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
No, good barber chat.
Notice how there's two of us wearing our hats?
Yeah, and two of us forgot.
I genuinely am not 100% sure where it is.
I, however, wore my...
I found the shirt.
It's hanging out for your shirt from last week.
I have worn mine at the stadium, though.
Yeah, that's gold.
So that's... and I believe one of the others...
Yeah, mine got taken to the stadium.
Taken to the stadium, that's right. And was worn there, maybe.
Yep.
He said he did. Mm.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Let's just believe him.
Yeah, I believe
him. What else are we going to do? So that 40 minutes of chat was brought to you by ESPF. Yes, Property and Finance.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look at me like that. It's not you, I know. But anyway, go to espf.com.au.
They have a good mechanical workshop down in Collinsville for sale, I believe. I
saw Collinsville?
That. Yeah, so if you want to...
Out of town?
Be your own boss down in Collinsville. Be a mechanic. Running your own shop?
Yeah.
Get on to espf.com.au.
Okay. I'll do that.
Yeah.
Is that a vacuum?
It's a car.
I thought it was the robot vacuum coming out.
No.
We have visitors.
Hello there.
Our studio is getting crashed into
it is,
here.
Yeah. I thought the robot vacuum was coming at me again. Postman this week, Ian Thompson, has said, I wish the boys would get out of this you score one, we will score two mentality. Mm. A win is a win, but we need to be playing teams like the Titans off the park. That should have been a good 20-point win margin. So frustrating. Feeling nervous for the next 3 weeks. Games could easily be 4-4 after the Eels, Sharks and Panthers.
Mm.
I'm reading that the way he spelt it.
Ain't that the truth?
I didn't mind it except for there was two quick tries from the Titans that was a bit scary, but it has me a little nervous.
Very.
But I'm not too concerned about Eels. I probably should be because they're a basket case, but you watch them get up this week.
Yeah. The Eels don't exist.
I don't think the team has enough...
put a line through them.
Enough history behind it this season to say whether or not we're good or not this week, you know?
Who, us?
Yeah. Like, it's real on the day what you get when you turn up.
It feels like that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There's still too many errors.
And then it's like, is it going to be a good half or a bad half?
Yeah.
Oh, and then is it going to be a good first half of the first half?
Exactly. We're just real hot and cold.
I think we're a 60-minute team. We're like the Lions. We're a three-quarter side. I think we're a 60-minute team. It's just a matter of how bad that 20 minutes can be.
We've been a 60-minute team for quite some time other than
22.
The year before last. Yeah,
For sure.
Yeah, even in 2015, we're a 60-minute team. Mm. Right into the review versus the Titans Sunday, just gone.
Sorry, just on Tomo's thing. After round 5, is there any teams you were putting a line through. I know it's early days and anyone can catch fire and go on a 10-game streak and
Rabbits.
Stuff, but you'd put a line through Rabbits.
So far.
Yeah.
Not Bunnies.
I would.
They've had, well, they actually haven't conceded as many points as we have, but they're a basket case.
Mm. Titans.
You put a line, you reckon through, line Titans? Through the Titans?
You reckon they won't turn it around?
This year, Gold
Coast.
I reckon, yeah.
Gold Coast are
this year.
Yeah.
Every year?
Gold Coast are irrelevant.
Without Tino, I reckon they're going to struggle.
Mm. They've got some attack. They can attack. They can't defend.
Yeah.
Not unlike us at the moment.
But it just comes down to who cares about the Gold Coast?
Yeah, oh, well, there is that.
Yeah. Are you willing to put a line through the Broncos yet?
Shout out to the Gold Coast.
No, not just yet. Because the ball... Do you see the game on the weekend? Do you see that ball bounce for Ezra Mann?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what every game happens to them. The ball always bounces perfectly. Doesn't matter how they kick it. Doesn't matter if someone drops it accidentally. It will bounce perfectly for them.
True.
Any other team, that would have bounced sideways.
Yeah, yeah.
But not straight into Mann's lap.
This is true.
And I might be a little biased. But.
So out of the 17, you're putting a line through Rabbits and Titans so far.
I don't know if I would through... I don't think Titans are going to make the eight. But
I'm going to do this in round 10 as well and just have bold future predictions.
Oh, are you? Roosters, too soon?
Look, the pencil sharpened and it's through the R00.
It's through the roux?
It's through the roux.
Oh, yeah. It's nearly there.
If they lose their next one or two, I'm putting a line through them completely.
Well, they got the Knights this week.
Yeah.
That could go either way. But, yeah, I like it. Good question.
Hmm.
Very good. So, yeah, round 5, review versus the Titans. And I clicked on the wrong thing here and now I'm not looking at the game anymore.
Oof.
What do we think of the game overall without looking at the score?
It was entertaining. It was good to see Felty get his record. It was good to see Granville get recognised.
Yeah.
The actual play, I just felt like we were never really like,
I think we were in second gear the whole time.
Yeah.
Agreed.
We left so many points out there.
I don't think the crowd was... Mm. I don't think the crowd has been that loud when Felty scored or when Jake ran on.
I heard when Felty scored because I didn't make it because of a logistical issue.
You did make it?
Didn't.
Okay.
When Felty scored, like the crowd was up on its feet cheering until well after a restart.
Yeah, oh, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fireworks and everything.
Yeah, that's amazing. Good on him.
Yeah, yeah.
Good on the stadium for doing that too. We need more pyro and entertainment.
Mm. There needs to be more crowd engagement in 100%. General.
Yeah.
For the North.
They broke that one out. I can't say I'm all for it. I will say Minty does actually yell Cowboys in time with the music now.
Okay, that's good.
He never used to.
Cowboy.
Yeah, but at least he does it in time of the bit. The problem is the crowd responds and it's completely out of whack, so it doesn't quite work. Sync.
Well, I heard it through the TV telecasts and I was bloody stoked.
The Cowboys one?
Yeah.
They brought it back, boys!
Yeah.
Yes!
I'm glad that one's still there. The push-up guy's gone, so that's a bit disappointing, but they got dudes with flags that run the...
Is that at the start of the game, though?
You know how at the start of the game, they run out with the four Cowboys flags across on the eastern side?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, now on the opposing end, I guess, to where we're running, that whenever we score, there's a guy at each end with a giant Cowboy, just the giant Cowboys flag without the Cowboys, and they cross over.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Mm. Which is better than nothing, but it's not great.
Just about to say that.
It's nowhere near as good as the push-up guys, because at least the push-up guys engage the crowd.
Yeah.
And talk to them and...
Well, another time I was there too, there was push-up girls.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I don't remember that.
I think it was last year. Yeah, there was a whole bunch. On the... Well, not the open end, the other end, there was push-up girls in front of us.
This wasn't off Flinders Street.
No. This is when I went with Hendo, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, right. That's news to me.
You sure it was at a game? You weren't at other venue?
Pretty positive.
Yeah, okay. So 6 tries to 4, 6 to the Cowboys. Zach Labert getting over before he did his ACL.
That's disappointing.
Murray Taulagi in the 14th, double for Scotty Drinkwater. Reece Robson powering through 150 people. He's just a running coccyx. And Kyle Felt, of course, as we said, the last try of the game, 5 from 6 conversions for Val Holmes. I think he missed the second one.
Yeah.
Because that was right out on the wing from when Murray got over.
He didn't run it around.
No, but I mean, fair enough.
He, wasn't able to.
He wasn't going to run that around. I think it was a standard sugar glider dive, that one. And Chad Townsend with a sneaky field goal in the 72nd, which totally wasn't necessary. But
it was, actually.
Oh, it put us. It gave us 3 points. Yeah,
it was 34-22, so it just...
Yeah.
It sort of iced it early.
Sure, why not make sure of it? That was after he came back on from his sin bin. Four tries to the Titans. Two of them were very back-to-back in from Huss and Firma, which was a bit disappointing. That second try, it was actually their fourth try, came quickly after the second one. It was like 2 minutes later, so yeah. It was off their first set.
Yep.
It was a bit disappointing. Distinct missed tackle from one Val Holmes caused that one.
He'll bounce back, but geez,
he's out of form.
He's had a shocking 5 weeks.
You know, the
for someone of his caliber,
Fox and them have been talking him up. They've put him in their squad of the week and everything this week. And really? I don't think in attack he's been okay, but he's dropped a lot of ball.
Yeah, he hasn't stood out that much.
He's definitely dropped way more.
Yeah, and guys, it's really only three or four, maybe two or three errors a game, but it's just at key times.
Guys, I know how to fix him.
No.
Bit of homo.
No.
Not like that?
No. Put him in an Origin jersey.
I reckon he'll be in one anyway.
Yeah, he'll come back from Origin firing.
You reckon a bit Dan Gagai-ish?
Yeah, 100%.
But he's been set to park footy mode.
Yeah. They all come back from Origin top tier.
Well, I think half our squad's going to be in playing Origin this year.
Yeah. Like Dearden. Dearden went to Origin and came back as a beast.
Oh.
Yep.
He's only got better.
Same with Rubes.
Mm. Yeah.
Same with Robson.
Yeah.
Robbo.
On the other side Drinky. Of the team.
I didn't see a lot of second phase play in this game.
That but was missing.
There were 12 offloads, according to the stats, but I don't remember seeing too many.
Oh.
I think Taumalolo offloaded one towards the end that I saw, but I didn't see much.
Yeah, he had some good meters there at the start.
And I noticed that he got a second run too, because after those two tries from the
get back on.
Get out there.
Mate, we're paying you this. A milli. Yeah. Get out, mate.
But yeah, instead of those offloads, plenty of ball movement. Not quite jungle ball, but it was...
Let us see.
Yeah.
There was a lot of passing.
There was a bit, wasn't there? A bit of ball movement.
And not just one out stuff, so it was... It was good.
Well, look, it was enterprising. At 28-0, it could have easily been 58-0, like my prediction.
Should have been.
But just, and even in that first half, going in at 16-0, really could have. Should have been 30 plus.
The errors pulled up a few there.
Yeah. And silly errors. Like some of these fifth tackle options as well.
We're still just bombing it.
Was so great.
Yeah.
And we've gone away from that.
We seem to be going down the left a lot more than normal too. We're always going down the left. Like Felty's not getting a lot of love out on the right.
And we're not chipping for him or Nanai either.
Yeah.
I think Nanai's out of form as well again because he's not doing a whole lot. Because even those bombs where he's running up to try and tap it back, he's missing.
Yep.
Missing a lot of those.
Yeah, I can't put a finger on it.
He's still opportunistic, but he's just not hitting it right.
Who's the other guy who used to tap a lot back? Was it Lukey?
Hess.
Yeah, it was Hess. He'd always get up there too.
Yeah.
Oh, we miss him.
We do, actually, at the moment.
We miss Hess.
Big hit on McIntyre.
Yeah.
Mm. Huge.
Yeah. That was big.
It was three Cowboys in that tackle against, I want to say, Fodawaker? I don't think that's right.
I don't know who it was.
I don't know
who the tackle. Titan guy was, but it was huge. I felt that hit.
Yeah. I had to, at times, babysit one TDS Berg.
Oh.
So I missed a bit of...
Required a bit of babysitting.
Did he not go well? Is this the logistics, is it?
Yeah. This is why we didn't make it.
Okay, fair enough. So the injury to to Zach Labott. I keep thinking Kyle Labott.
He plays for the Blackhawks.
Yeah, he does.
He's at 13.
Boo.
Didn't look like a heap either.
No, it looked a little, what do you call it, innocuous?
Yeah, like it wasn't like somewhere you'd go, oh, that knee's gone. Like it looked...
I wonder if it's a overcompensation because he had a bad ankle a couple of weeks ago.
Interesting.
So I wonder if it's a follow on from that.
Yeah, no idea.
But I've got a bit of that. I've got a sore shoulder and then my knee's blown up.
Yeah, right. Your knee.
Could be the same.
Yeah.
Could be the same.
Same thing.
Never heard the end of his knee on bloody Sunday.
I'll bet. Another logistics issue.
Mate, I've got a tear in my MCL and you're worrying about a little boo-boo.
I reckon I'm going to do you, mate.
All right, another one that's a little mildly controversial, not really, but Chad's hip drop.
Nah, he was nothing in it.
I'll let you guys argue that.
I haven't seen it on replay, but I said this in the chat, right? Wasn't he under the legs?
No. Yeah.
I remember him being under the legs.
No, he fell on the ankles, but they slipped out.
Yeah.
But his legs never left the ground. He was in complete control.
Chad's legs didn't.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So it can't be a hip drop.
I can see where they've interpreted it that way.
It'd be a shift of weight, I'm sure.
There's a lot of grey.
And there was a lot of milk.
I'm going to have to look at this.
There's a lot of milk. There was
a lot of milk involved in that one to get that one. Griffin Neem getting a bit of a leg twist bend.
Yes,
yeah, that was scary. That looked bad.
Yeah,
but he was all right.
Yeah. Messaged him yesterday and he said, no, I'm all right, just a little bit sore. But
oh, you messaged him? Oh,
really? Yeah. He's not just going to drop that in.
Yeah, just,
just a little message him.
He's my mate. I said, we can't have the big red dragon out, engine. He said, ha, 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 definitely not. I'll be right.
Surprise you.
Most run meters in the game went to Val Holmes, 216. I think that some of those, there was a couple breaks.
Yeah, but you still got to make those breaks. Yeah, I mean, we rag on him, but he does put his hand up for work.
Yes.
But he
misses a few tackles. That's what gets me.
But this was the case with Thurston forever. Oh, Thurston's made all these missed tackles, but he's put himself there to make the tackles.
Yeah.
Drinky, a couple of years ago, Drinky's got a few errors in his game, but he's putting himself there to do it. Val's just doing some...
He's just a...
uncharacteristic, unforced errors.
I think he needs a little more spray on his hands before he goes out there.
Yeah.
And I think that would help.
Mm.
And in between sets.
Couldn't hurt.
If the trainer just ran out and sprayed his hands.
Yeah, be like that.
With the sticky glue.
Be like that glue that the coach puts on Clifford Franklin in the replacements.
Sure.
Mm.
Mm.
Can we get him some gloves?
Some Mary Fowler gloves?
Nah, not allowed to.
Yeah, what do you reckon?
Oh, can't they wear Mary Fowlers?
She can.
They can't wear... Who was it? I think it was in the AFL. Someone was wearing NFL gloves.
Yeah. Mm. It was a Ford, yeah.
Yeah.
He's not allowed AFL.
I think it was Luke Darcy.
NFL gloves are sticky as.
Yeah, right.
They banned him pretty quick.
Yeah.
Big Richo? Matthew Richardson? It was one of the forwards.
Was it Collingwood?
Oh, I don't think it was Collingwood.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Really?
I'm pretty sure it was a Collingwood.
Don't you come after me, Rob.
I'm not coming after you.
You don't want to smoke.
It was Collingwood.
Sounds like a Collingwood thing to do.
It's 100% a Collingwood cheaters. Thing to do.
Take the flag off them.
Hey, look, if we want to wear sunglasses at night, that's our business, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 3-2-1s for the game. Do you want me to go first? Because I've written a novel.
Oh, mate, you've got a novel.
I've got a novel, and you've all copied me anyway, so.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we're going to Pete out a video up before.
I did mine straight after the game sitting there.
Sounds like Rob was last.
Not at all. I wrote these while I was watching the game.
Where?
From a high position.
Right, okay.
The game.
In the nice little...
In a nice little...
Little aircon.
Cushy area.
In a little retreat.
Exactly. Yeah, in a little...
I heard.
A very exclusive.
Meanwhile, we're looking after a T. Esberg.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I can't account for that.
A pillow-throwing T. Esberg.
Video. Sorry, keep going, Rob.
3 points. Reece Robson. He's nothing but a coccyx. Mm. I think I said that before. 29 tackles, 4 offloads, 3 tackle breaks, 2 line breaks, 160 run meters, and a try that they'll review in video, and I hope Toddy tells them that he needs to score, that they all need to score like that this year. So that was it was a bit of jungle ball, and it ended up in Robbo's hands, and he ran from 10 to 15 out, 3 players hanging on to him and still got... I didn't think he crossed.
He saw a gap and pinged the ears and went...
Pin the ears. Well, he doesn't have ears. He's just a coccyx.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So he just pinned the pelvis and off he went.
Just went for it.
Yeah. Something like that. All right. 2 points I gave to Kyle Felt. Not just because he's a record holder now, which, by the way, he had to do it all himself with that intercept. Every time they tried to get the ball out to him, they were shut down.
Yeah.
So the Titans knew that they were trying to get him the ball.
I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, very much so.
It's like not for me. I had him for a hattie.
Yeah. 197 metres, 5 tackle breaks, very solid kick returns. There was a penalty, which I didn't see what it was, but I'm pretty sure it was descent. He was going off.
Well, the ref said, nah, stop, play it back there. And he moves back, his ear good. No, go there. And he's like, what do you want me to do? And then, righto, penalty, Titans.
Yeah. I don't know if what do you want me to do was the exact phrasing.
Oh, no, I asked him and he said, Sir, I can't do anything more. What would you like me to do, kind sir of greatness whistleblowing official?
I'm pretty sure it was different, and from my point of view, the ref deserved it. 1 point I gave to Ruben Cotter. 33 tackles, did not miss any of them. 3 tackle breaks, a line break, 160 metres, a head clash that makes Walsh's skull look very weak. He's not a beast. I believe he's a large appliance with legs. So basically he's an industrial meat freezer full of JBS Meatworks finest with a pair of legs running at people.
Isn't it? Right. So we're calling him the fridge now.
I'm calling him an industrial fridge.
An industrial fridge.
He's basically a house. Meat freezer.
He's a cold room.
Yeah. He's a cold room.
On wheels.
A cold room on wheels. That's my 3-2-1.
He should be sponsored by Harborside.
He should be.
Yeah.
Now, Morgie, Rob had 2 points there for Kyle Felt.
Yep.
Before I get your 3-2-1s, would you say Kyle Felt's very similar to a C. Rhodes and he finished the story?
You took the words out of my mouth, Pete, because I'll
just mark the time here. I was going to do that. 1 minute one. That's yes. Where I need to cut.
Felty has finished the story.
Felty finished the story.
He finally got the strap that he's always wanted.
Yep. He's got the gold.
Yeah, he has.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah,
you've left me behind.
Do it.
Look, the ref was like the Rock, the final boss, right?
The final boss, right?
Trying to cut him down. Okay. Trying to stop it from happening. And then Felty just went, you know what? I'm going to get this for my family, right, and soon to be second beautiful bouncing baby.
Yep.
Right, congratulations.
Second father.
Congratulations, Felt family. And he pinned him and
in true won the Matt, strap. True Matt Bowen style and just went the intercept.
Exactly. And how glorious
was
it?
I've got to do it on my own.
How glorious was that?
There was no crossroads involved at all. It was just straight down the line.
No bloodline rules, interference, no sneaky tricks. It was incredible.
Unbelievable.
Yep. So, points?
Great storytelling.
Mm. Do you want to go first, Pete?
Yours went well.
Yeah, I'll go 3 points for Robbo. We've already done a video, so we've already done this, but he just worked his ass off. But just service out of dummy half the whole game. Rob alluded to the tackles and the run meters and the passing and the try as well. 2 points for Drinky. Safe under the high ball except for kick one. But just always around the ruck, always probing and looking, and scored 2 meaties for himself. And I went 1 point for Dearden. I think he's organisational of the players, and he was really setting up stuff in that first half. I think a bit of patience needs to come into his game. I think he kicked on tackle 3 there when we had him said, like, if we just go through our motions, we'd probably score out wide on that. So just a little bit of polish involved there, but yeah.
That'll probably come to him over time. And now he's still thinking captaincy, so he's probably still thinking I need to lead from the front.
Perhaps.
And he's perhaps trying to do a little too much, but that'll come with a little more experience this year. He'll probably back off and be where he needs to be.
Yeah. Honourable mentions with that too is Jakey Granville. It played big minutes out of position in his 200th as well. You could have given a point to most of the team there as well. Kudos to Felty as well for finishing the story. So you can't go wrong with that.
Indeed. Morgs?
So, look, I'm basically going to copy you guys, and we put it up in the video after the game, so we might post that up as well. I went a Robbo for 3 points. I think I said in the video he's basically just a flap of meat. Just worked his backside off all game. What a legend. What a champion. Number two, I've gone Drinky. How can you go past Drinky? Just leading us around a park all game. Exactly what you guys said. Number one, this is where I go different. I've gone Muzz Talung. I've gone Murray. Great attack. As usual, like, he's always looking for a big tackle. And special mention, I will go Felty again for finishing the story, Jakey Granville for winning the strap, and
the 200 gamer.
Yeah, that's probably about it, really.
4 Cowboys. Yeah. What is it, about 210 now or something?
209. They had a trivia thing at the game. It might have been 207. But there was a trivia thing at the game, and they said that. And people were looking at me as if I knew. And I'm like, all right.
Well, you should have.
220. I don't know. So I didn't know the exact figure. I knew it was 200 for Cowboys, but I wasn't sure how many played for previously.
Bronx?
Yeah, sadly.
Congratulations to the Breather. That's all I want to say.
And talking with Felty last year on the way home, he had a goal that he said he wanted to do was get to 200 games and be a life member.
Felty.
Well, don't give us away.
So not,
you're not about to
jinxing
retire,
anything,
mate.
No. But as long as he stays injury-free and plays Eel Sharks, the 200th will be here against Penrith.
Yeah, nice.
In a couple of weeks. So
yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
He closed the story on the top try scorer, and now he can actually complete the story within the 200 club.
Pete, could you say it's a new era?
It is a new era. Yeah. It is a new era. It is dawned on us.
Yep.
Yep. I don't see a Cowboy player beating Felty's record.
I hope it stays. He's my favourite player.
It'll take a while.
It'll take a very long time.
Felty's been playing since 2015.
Mm. Yep.
So you're looking at 10 years worth, virtually, 10 years worth of...
Laybutt might...
Oh, that's a big
But goal. Having a season out now, that's...
It doesn't help. Yeah, it doesn't
and
help.
That's not his first ACL. I think he did his other one a few years ago, so...
So it should be right as rain.
Totally.
Brand new knees, off he goes.
Yeah, that's how it works.
And you know the best thing about Felty? He's a local lad.
Yeah.
What a good story.
What a guy.
What a guy.
If you're in Gallipoli, you'd be in the trenches and call him sir.
You give him a people's champ belt.
You would. He'd have the people's champ.
100%.
Right. Very good. All right, Billy. All right. Get in there without any wrestling references if you can.
Yeah, I'll make it quick. So mine's just mostly a reflection of my Supercoach points this week. So I go 3 points for Drinky at 144 points as my captain. Very juicy. Mm. Like that a lot.
Do you only get 144? My Supercoach, you got way more than that.
That's what it says.
Mine only got 144.
Oh, hang on. Yeah, maybe he did only get that.
And then he's my captain, so that's...
You get double
right.
or something.
Okay, like 144 without captain.
Yeah.
That's what I got.
Oh, learn the rules, Rob.
I didn't know what he was... I thought he was saying 144 with captancy.
He can't hear us all from the top of the ladder.
Yeah. So
it's a bit hard.
That's a good point.
Yeah. It is
tricky. It's a long way up there.
Would you say he's in a six-man ladder match?
Could be.
It's a 25-man ladder, actually. So.
Leave
Billy, before you go on.
I haven't seen a ladder get used in WWE since I was like 11.
You clearly didn't watch WrestleMania Sunday, did
you? I saw three in one go.
I think I was watching,
one even broke.
I was watching my grass grow.
Could you say 144 points would be money in the bank?
No.
Jesus Christ.
Apparently that was good.
Do you think you'll cash it in?
So 2 points I've gone for Race Robson. Because he reflected a really good week in the Supercoach. He scored 117 points this week too, which is unreal. That's fine.
Billy's trying to talk here, guys, and he's a bloody...
Sorry.
It's just the young whippersnapper talking. Bill. It's all good.
I'm just trying to keep this man happy.
After talking shit. Sorry, Bill, go.
That's gold.
And 1 point I went Felty because...
I'm not driving.
Record breaker.
Finished the story.
Nearly a lifetime member. And that is it. And he's a local bloke too. We'll throw that in there.
He's a local lad.
Local lad. Yeah. Who did he play for back in his junior career?
Devils.
Norths?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he said he was a Norths Devils junior.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Just text him.
We asked him if it was brothers once and he nearly lost across the table.
We almost got the cone cutter through the table.
Yeah, I was going to say, you almost got bloody stone cold.
Yeah.
What was his?
The stunner. Yeah, we almost got stunned.
We almost got brain buster.
We did. Yeah. Okay. Well, that one puts us in a pretty handy spot on the ladder, sitting in second place.
Very nice.
Just under the Dolphins, which.
Dolphins won't last.
Well, they got the Bronx next.
Yeah. Go the Dolphs, by the way. Fins up.
What annoys me with that is people go, well, but who have they played? And you have a look at us, and we've gone Dolphins, Knights, Dragons, Broncos loss. And now Titans, you haven't really played anyone. Well, they're in the comp.
Yep.
You can play what's ahead of you.
That's right.
That's what I've always said.
And we'll beat you when we play you as well.
Exactly right.
Now, we have scored 157 points, which is...
We got the best attack.
Leading the comp by a good 20-odd.
Thanks, Felty.
In points scored. However, we do have the most points conceded.
You can't attack without a few defensive gaps.
Fourth worst.
You're right. We don't have the worst. I thought we had the worst. Nah. But Rabbits have conceded 162.
Yeah. We've got the worst in the top eight.
We do have the worst by a long way.
Good thing scoring points wins games.
People are still in double digits in the top eight.
Yeah.
Chinese proverb.
We're breaking out the triples.
We need to, that needs to be sorted very quickly. But yeah, anyway, that's very good. Speaking of, next game, round six, Saturday.
Two-game road trip.
Yeah, it is.
Against the sea creatures, eels and sharks.
Eels and sharks. 5:30 p.m. At Combank Stadium on Saturday against the Eels, who are a little bit of, well, they're struggling.
Slippery.
They're what we call in the industry is cannon fodder.
Don't go early, Pete. Don't 50 plus this
go
one,
on
Pete.
The crow.
Don't 50 plus it.
You've done it. You've done it now.
No, I'll go 30 plus.
Yeah. Look, the just 30 plus. The squad is relatively the same, except
who's replacing Labor
instead of Labor. I'm getting to it. Thank you.
I was just trying to
Tommy Chester, the return of Tommy Chester. Chester was the replacement for Labor a couple of weeks ago, and so clearly straight back in.
Surprised they didn't go with Valame or Viliami Vaiela.
They are both part of the extended squad. So Valame is number 20. So you got Jake Clifford is in 18. And I thought with Chad getting the hip drop, I thought, oh, if he gets suspended, Clifford's in. And then Chad's not coming back.
Yeah.
Because Cliffo would be...
Cliffo, he's got to get a run soon, right?
Well, he won't be far off. Thomas McKayley in 19, Semi Valame in 20, Jamal Shibasaki in 21, and Viliami Vaiela.
That's a good Valier name.
In 22.
Pete, can you say it again?
For the Army Viella.
Viella. Thank you. Thank you very much. The Eels, do we care? King Gutho in fullback.
I heard they dropped Sivo.
correct. There is no – well, hang on. Let me have a look. Let me just scroll down. He's number 22.
He's not playing.
He's out. He's on the – he's like making Jey Uso.
Yeah, he's driving the bus.
He's out of the bloodline.
He's driving the bus.
That's right, Pete. Bailey Simonson, Will Penasini, Morgan Harper, Sean Russell, Dejan Arce in six.
The mustard.
Dylan Brown in seventh. Regan Campbell-Gillard in eight as prop. Joey Lussick, Junior Paulo, Sean Lane, Bryce Cartwright, Jermaine Hopgood, Luca Moretti off the bench, Ryan Madison, Joe Offa-Hengawi, and Kelma Tuilagi. Kelma Tuilagi. Not to be confused with Tuilagi.
Yeah.
Our Tuilagi. It is actually spelt different. They're not related.
Here's one for you. Tom Gilbert's out for the season with the thing, with his ACL.
Yep.
Jermaine Hopgood, Smokey for Origin this year for Queensland.
You reckon?
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay.
Heard it here first.
Ooh. Heard it here first. I like your predictions. So this game should be... I mean, I don't want to say it's going to be a walkover.
No, nothing ever is. Let's get out of the mindset of this is just going to be a simple rock up and kick off and then just dominate.
Eels aren't bad. They're in the final.
Eels are a decent team.
Yeah.
They take it to every team they play.
Yeah, they turn up.
Especially playing at home.
They turn up.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Combank, they're going to be up for it.
Mm. Just remember also, Titans took it to us last year.
Correct.
So it's not like, I mean, we split it 50-50, one game apiece, but I think it was the game... Well, it was the make or break game.
It was the
last
game
year.
We had to win.
Yeah, yeah.
And they at home. Winning, so
yeah. At home
and
we dropped it.
Yeah, we're coming off a 6-game win streak, and then they pulled our pants down. So.
And I think we beat the Panthers the week before. Like it was bad.
That was the Origin Panthers.
Disappointing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although Luai's just gone down now too.
Is Luai gone down?
I think he came off the game on the weekend.
Strike
like didn't
Rome.
Finish the game.
Yeah. Right.
Did he get tombstoned?
Not completely.
Oh, okay. All right.
You get rock bottomed.
Yeah. Be good to be involved in something like that. So we'll see how that game goes against the Eels and then the Sharks the week after. String these two together and I think we're in a good stead.
Mm. Two sea creatures into a mountain cat.
Can you say it's for Pirates of the Sydney?
No. Nothing like that.
Okay.
Anyway.
Nothing to do with Pirates.
Nothing to do with Pirates.
Well, they're both sea creatures.
Round six, Saturday. Get on down or don't. Or go. I mean, if you're in Sydney, go.
It'll be a good game. Like, this will be – I think this is going to see where we are. Like I said before, like, people crap on, or we've only played the Dolphins, Knights, Dragons and Tides for wins.
People are still going to crap on if we beat the Eels. They're in 14.
That is correct. But at least Eels somehow always carry weight with some form of finals, top four and premiership hope.
And they,
regardless of every year, no matter what they put up, oh, the Eagles are still there.
They tend to take it to us too. Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
So this will be a good battle. Drinky versus Gutho. Dearden versus Brown. Two young whippersnappers getting along. The Mustard wants to prove himself.
There's been 45 games played between the Eels and the Cowboys since 1998.
Oh, okay. Eels, 33, us, 12. No, it won't be that bad. Eels, 26, and us, 19.
22 apiece.
Ooh.
And one drawn.
Ah.
Ooh.
Ooh, ah.
I remember that draw, 14 all.
The last two games,
Dairy Farmers pre-1300 Smiles days.
Saturday, 22nd July, 2023. This is previous meetings on NRL.com. It was 24-16 to the Cowboys.
Yes.
On Friday, the 26th of May in 2023, 18-16. It was 24-16 to the Eels.
Oh, that's right. They scored one late.
Same scoreline, but reversed. Mm. So anyway, it's like we say, could go either way.
I think this will be tight.
It depends which Cowboys show up. It kind of depends which Eels show up.
Eels also crueled us out of a grand final start as well.
Yes. The game we should have won.
That game didn't happen.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Mm. So, got to play for a full 80.
Yep. We had that in the bag.
We were up by 10.
We won't rehash it.
Didn't we also get like six tries against the Eels in 10 minutes a couple of years ago?
Yeah. Gavin Cooper scored three in a row.
Yeah. All right, moving on. News this week. We have a little bit of, you could call it a scoop. It's apparently a reliable source. We can't name names.
And I believe their sources are reliable and reliable sources.
They've been pretty good in the past.
Yeah, solid.
Our information here.
Yep.
So Vegas next year, the four teams that could be going are Penrith, Sharks, the Waz, up the Waz, and the Cowboys.
Why the Sharks?
Why the Roosters?
Yeah, why the Rabbits?
Yeah.
Why, yeah. Why the Rabbits?
Rabbits are okay. I'll have it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the second team.
I'll tell you what, if it's Cowboys v. Rabbits in Vegas.
Well, it's not. It could be Cowboys versus Sharks, Waz, or Penrith.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, I got carried away.
I reckon it'd be...
I would have been it.
Cows versus Waz would be... unreal over there.
Yeah, that's
would be good.
Surely they played at the bloody Dallas Cowboys Stadium. So half the Americans think that it's the Dallas Cowboys playing that night.
That they might actually show up. Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't pick teams like for the very first one who had like similar names.
Yeah, wasn't it the Raiders?
They played at Raiders Stadium. Yeah.
Great idea.
Why not take Canberra?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't. I'm surprised they didn't do Cowboys, Raiders.
Titans.
Broncos and
Broncos, Titans.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, but not Sea Eagles.
Tennessee Titans, Gold Coast Titans. Gold Coast is the Vegas of Australia. It's all glitz and glamour and Dolphins, no actual content.
Miami.
Yeah, Dolphins, good point.
So, anyway, any one of those. Like, I'm surprised I didn't take any team. Oh, Broncos, but anyway. Whatever.
They're growing it.
Do they still around? Take a whole round.
Yeah.
Vegas round.
Do you reckon you'd go?
If it was a whole round and it was back-to-back games, and it was like magic round over there, but not magic round, like still keep magic round, but do Vegas round.
Vegas round.
Yeah.
I think about it. I'm thinking about this one.
Oof.
This year's magic round?
Really?
No, sorry, Vegas.
You're thinking of Vegas?
Oof.
Get in now.
Yeah.
It's straight out of Brisbane.
It'd be... It would be pretty wild. I've never been to the US. So.
Jump on the Delta.
Yeah, I'd have to get a passport to start with.
Nah.
Mine's probably expired again.
Go in through Mexico, you'll be fine.
Catch your Monday Night Raw show.
It's leaving Australia.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll do that.
You wouldn't do Monday Night Raw after?
Probably not. No.
We're missing that right now, aren't we?
I'm sure he won't mind watching you get on. Meet the Undertaker.
We'll catch up later.
So I'm sure Rob wouldn't mind watching you guys meet the Undertaker.
Oh,
look, I'd go Galloway. If you were going to meet one of them.
No, the real Undertaker, not that.
Oh, right. That phony he was bloke. In Australia last month, the Undertaker.
Was he?
Yeah. He did a speaking tour.
Is that right?
Oh, good.
A speaking tour.
Yeah.
That would have been thrilling.
It would have been
amazing.
Good.
The stories. Yeah. I've heard the stories on the Rogan podcast. They're fantastic.
Is that right?
100%. Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, I'll take her.
Mm.
Yep.
Have a look up on, look up The Last Dance. No, not Last Dance, Last Ride.
I don't think I will.
That'd be good.
It is a good docket.
Might watch that tonight.
Signed by North Queensland, North Devils flyer Emerson Jackson continues to enhance his reputation in the Meninga Cup. Yeah. Have the Cowboys roped in another good one?
Congratulations,
Emerson. The comment is he's not Hamiso Tapuafito. Still has plenty of work on his, but there's a splash of the hammer about North's winger Emerson Jackson.
That's a terrible comment. I hope he wasn't trying to talk him up.
Put that name on the fridge, Emerson Jackson.
Like, that doesn't get you excited, does it?
Oh, well, they're saying...
He's not Hammer, but he might be Hammer.
Yeah.
Thanks, mate. Thanks, coach.
The journo in that, okay, we got told by his boss, you've got to pick one positive, one negative in your story.
Yeah.
It's like, right, eh? And start with the negative first and then finish with a strong point.
Jesus. What's an easy negative? Well, he's not Hammer.
You're not Hammer.
But he could be Hammer.
But you might be Hammer.
Reminds me a bit of Hammer.
Good on you.
But sometimes.
Who is this journo? Who is writing this?
I can't see it, but it's Meninga Cup Team of the Week. He's in that, so. Another Cowboy star in the making.
Another Cowboy in the making. He might beat Felty's all-time record.
I did wonder who put this in the run sheet, but I see your icon up in the top there, Pistol, so you must have posted that one.
Yeah, I did that one.
Yeah, okay, very good. Rail Motor.
I saw it earlier.
Two of the Rail Motor band members are playing live in the Stewart Hotel Friday, April 26th. The Bowley Barn, Saturday 27th, and Seaview, Sunday 28th.
Oh, they had the Seaview as well.
Yes.
Oh, I missed the Seaview date.
The Bowley Barn, Saturday 27th, would be mint.
I think we might attend. Yeah. Oh, what have you got now?
What are you, Mr. Popular? Something on over here.
I'm shaving my head that day and then going to watch Cowboys play Penrith that night.
Oh, you are too. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay,
we might have to do Seaview Sunday the 28th.
Maybe Seaview.
Or Stewart 26.
Stewart could be fun.
No, you'll get
busted
the night before.
I can get the Curtis.
When have I not been able to back it up?
Really?
Yeah. Fair. I'll give you
I'm interested right, in this. Fair. Stewart Hotel.
I was ruined at that February gathering at Molly's. Still stayed out and drank 10 points.
Yeah. You're just a man of a people, Pete.
It's people's choice.
So I won't be at the Stewart, though. That's anniversary weekend.
Oh, really?
I'm actually going to make time so we can get over to Molly's to watch your mop get cut off.
Yeah. Well, do that. Suck the brownie points in.
Bring the miso. It's a romantic date.
Nah, carefully you phrase that.
Well, we're going to go to the game, too. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No,
so we'll be out and about. Yeah.
Anyway, Rail Motor, or a duo from Rail Motor, and who knows, you may catch one of the local Rail Motor members getting up there and having a sing at one of these ones.
And in other
news. Shout out to Annie.
Oh, yeah. Annie's there.
Annie Rail Motor.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe up on stage.
Nice.
Might be. No guarantees.
Do you think one of our close friends of the pod will be performing on stage that night?
Yeah, Annie.
No.
I'm very
that's
confused.
That's her name. Annie Rail Motor.
Is it really?
That's her.
Oh, man. I've been confused about this last sorry.
That went over my head.
I didn't make that obvious. I thought you guys were aware.
No, was not aware.
I remember there was a conversation about a name, yes.
Yes.
But in that instance, I had no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, so.
Band names.
Stage names. Stage names.
Like Triple H is.
Paul Levesque.
Paul Levesque, yeah.
Nope. Actual stage names.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like how Dwayne Johnson's name's not the.
You tell me CM Punk's not his real name?
CM Punk.
Chick Magnet.
Yeah.
Chick Magnet Punk.
Yeah. Sorry, right. back to Annie Rail Motor.
Could be singing in that one.
That's good.
I would expect her to be.
She might not be.
Voice of an angel.
It's not the whole Rail Motor
but
band.
In Townsville.
Well, hey.
And she's in Townsville.
Talk to her.
We'll talk to Annie.
Talk to Annie.
All right, we'll sort this out.
All right, you do that.
Yep.
And in other news... For those that are playing along at home, more kind of due to this, the main event at WrestleMania was something that just next level.
Yep.
It has got me back into wrestling.
Has it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's been a very long time since I've watched one.
Was that?
For those that are wrestling fans, it was just something.
Entertainment. The names are back. Obviously, this was special. You had The Rock, you had Taker, you had Cena, you know.
Yep.
Like Seth freaking Rollins was there doing good back in
Seth
the
came back
in the Shield.
Shield outfit.
In the Shield.
Oh, that was something.
Is that right?
When the Shield thing went off.
Roger, Tucker.
Sierra Hotel in New York.
What a coincidence.
Delta. Take him out.
Imagine that this all just happened, off the cuff.
Yeah, it was off it the cuff.
Is that
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Completely off
yeah.
the cuff.
Yeah, because they were helping out Cody finish the story.
Can you believe Taker was under the ring and just happened to be hanging
time.
Around?
Yeah,
I can.
It was just sitting
I can.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah, happened to be there in Philly, of all places.
Did you know that John Cena was in Harry Potter? He played the invisibility card.
Yeah, yeah, you couldn't see him.
That's good.
Have you seen
yeah.
Ricky Stenicki?
No.
I have no idea what that is.
Have a look on, I think it's on, might be on either Stan or Prime.
Yep.
Look up Ricky Stenicki.
Oh, I think you're talking about this the other day, weren't you?
No.
Okay.
Oh,
this is the movie with John Cena.
Yes.
Someone has mentioned to me this recently.
It is. I mean, it's corny and it's...
Ah, it's John Cena.
It's not great.
His face is corny.
But he is he can act.
Yeah, okay. Really?
Yes.
Can he fool him?
Are you sure he can act?
No, I mean...
Get out of here.
I mean, like, not bad.
Hmm.
Yeah, he's an A-lister.
I'd put him above The Rock
in terms of acting. Best actor...
Have you seen San Andreas?
The best wrestler turned actor?
Played San
Do you know
Andreas.
Who he is?
Hollywood Hulk
he
Hogan.
He or she?
He.
Oh.
Bautista.
Dave Bautista.
Yeah.
He'd be up
I
there.
Think he's the best one.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Have you seen him outside of Drax the Destroyer, though?
He did do something else I watched and it was pretty good.
I didn't see him in Guardians of the Galaxy. He didn't. He was standing very still.
Yeah, yeah. You couldn't see him.
Couldn't see him at all.
Not. I've captured the art of invisibility.
What am I looking at? IMDb.
Harry Potter. Invisibility
glass. I'll show you. I've got it.
I like it.
I've seen it.
But it's actually an official.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You don't care.
No, I'm good. But just to wrap that up, that was a great show.
It was. And you
good
know what?
Good storytelling.
I'm not saying I'm all in, like, you know, watching the footy and watching the UFC, but I will definitely jump in and out and keep 100% my eye on it.
I'll take UFC over 100%. WWE every single day of the week.
Me too. I'll take UFC. It's real, it's live, all the reasons.
You can hear those hits.
I'm interested in following a bit of WWE storyline.
Two nights, 145,000 people in
Boxing.
Attendance.
Yeah, that's incredible.
That's insane.
Yeah. Yep. In 10 degree cold weather. Yep.
For a fake dumbass show, 145,000 people attended.
But like any show's fake. It's all scripted, right?
Any movie
so
is scripted.
Law Thank and you. Order or Harry Potter
yep.
or bloody
you know
Ricky
what else
Stenicki,
is popular there?
Any it's entertainment you put on the TV that isn't live sport is scripted.
Exactly right.
Maths.
entertainment. Oh,
yeah. I was going to put it out there too that the other big entertainment spectacle of America is NASCAR.
Oof,
that's
yeah.
just as entertaining.
I would love to go to a NASCAR race. Down in Alabama.
Yeah. I'll agree to disagree.
Down in Des Moines, Alabama.
I'm a racing fan and NASCAR is
sensitive.
I can sit there. I know what you're saying. Mm. It appears to be boring as batshit, but I can sit there and watch a NASCAR race without any and like from go to woe. Yeah, literally right. go to woe.
That's like me with Test cricket.
Yeah, I
can watch Test cricket, but not baseball.
Yeah, fair enough.
Baseball is dull as hell.
So I can't watch NASCAR, but I can watch Monster Jam.
Yeah, that's different.
Monster Jam's sick.
It's very different. Yeah. I can watch Monster Jam as well. I mean, hell yeah.
I will say one thing about baseball. I've been to one live baseball game.
Yeah.
Entertaining as hell.
I've heard that. And actually, I was talking to a guy at work today, and he said at the game, the atmosphere.
It's
and
great.
That crowd engagement is what makes it.
Yeah, that would be sick.
Yeah. And you got the beers, you got the hot dogs, like it's all that game day entertainment, you know, the whole vibe of it.
Well, that's where we went is American sports are like that anyway because a lot of American sports have a lot of breaks in play.
They're built for it.
So there's a lot of fan engagement like at the NBA. They're shooting shirts into the crowd or whatever. NFL, I'm assuming they must do stuff with the crowd in the breaks.
Yeah, 100%.
And clearly they're doing baseball to keep it interesting.
Is this where we launch our campaign to bring tailgate in to the Cowboys?
Oh, we could tailgate.
But where are you going to do it?
Dean Street
Park.
Car Park. Oh, it's right there.
Yeah, but they do tailgate parties there 24/7, so it's not like it's...
Let's join in. Seriously.
Without the tailgate.
Come one, come all.
I mean,
could you imagine tailgating
who
for
would
an afternoon,
drive, though?
Heading into the Cowboys stadium?
That'd be classed as drinking in public. And
this is where Australia has a problem.
Yeah,
Australia's got a problem.
I'm with you.
Yeah,
turn a blind eye. Put Kevin on the security gate and just go, exactly. let the kids play.
And I think Dean Park even is fenced, right?
The reason why they don't want to do it fenced, is because you'll rock up with your own esky and cooler and your own drinks.
And your barbecue.
The government can't make money out of this, so we're gonna ban it.
You turn up in your Hilux.
Fuck you, Albanese.
They're already making money out of it anyway. Because you got to buy the alcohol.
Yeah, but not at exuberant prices. You're just buying bottle of shop prices.
Which, we need to fall over land at the brave, home of the brave. We should have right to tailgate.
Okay, yeah, start the campaign. Let's go. I'm all for it.
We'll talk to Troy.
I'll do it.
Our new mayor.
Troy'll pass it through. He's the people of the people for the people.
He would pass it in a heartbeat. Right.
He's the new people's champ. Make him a strap.
Here we go.
He'd probably lead, you know, like you get the stampede from a Cowboys club. He would lead us from the Dean Street car park into the stadium.
Just don't ask him what his real name is. Footytips.com.au. Get on over there. Robbo Mode is leading the competition on 36 points. He's 4 points clear. Having used two jokers, put your hand down. I'm not answering any questions. I'm not taking questions right now.
It's not a he.
Is Robbo Mode a female?
Yeah. Shout out. I didn't know who it was until she texted me the other week. Can you stop making fun of me on the... It's not my fault. I accidentally used two jokers in a row.
Oh.
Shout out, Robbo Mode.
Really?
So
we know who Robbo Mode is.
And I said I wouldn't shout her out on the pot either, but now I just double-crossed her.
Pretty close to a shout out.
I've, you dog.
I've just had a look at...
shout out, Robs.
What else Robbo Mode, other comps that Robbo Mode is in, and I have a fair idea who Robbo Mode is now too.
Oh, that's Anna.
Yeah. What?
That's Anna.
It's the her kids picked their name for her.
I didn't just guess her name, did I?
No.
Oh, thank God.
I don't think so.
All right.
Yeah. We'll talk about it later.
Good friends with her. I've known her for 20-odd years now.
32 points is Castle Hill Hotboxer and Dearden's Nut. They're in second place. Rock Lobstar, STAR, is on 31 points. Having only used one joker, Josh 995 is in fifth, having used their joker this week. They're now on 29 points. Rocking Horse Road, the first person not to use a joker, on 28 points. So only, 8 points behind. No jokers used.
That's pretty good.
8 points behind first place, that is.
Huh. Yes, Brian Mayer sounds like he's had a
race. Look, he's in 19th spot, but hasn't used a joker. He's on 27 points. He's not that far behind. Everyone who hasn't used a joker, other than Hitman, who's also on 27 points. Sorry, Hitman, but Hitman missed first round. So, look, still a tight comp. I mean, we're only in round 5 or 6.
Is top 10 27 points?
Top 10 is 27 points, correct.
And Brian's on 19th in that top 10.
That's right. Equal top. Equal 10th.
That's tight.
Equal 10th. So equal 10th, look, is Marcus LS, Evelyn, Methodical Flamethrower, Traxxas on the Ranch, Hitman, SME Simon, Paul Go Cowboys, Get Your Tips Out, Graham C89, Brian Mayer, and Camo 99. Hey, very sneaky. Flying under the radar this year, Camo. Coming back for one. Oh, man, 22nd spot, pistol blazing.
You better believe it. 26 points.
26 points. 1 point behind. Yeah, no jokers.
No jokes.
6 this week. It's funny when we put a potato... is an incentive out there, how different your tipping suddenly becomes.
Tipping hasn't changed. I got robbed by the Dragons sucking to the Knights, and I swear I picked Dolphins over Tigers. I was watching that at home with Mum and Dad and Auntie and Uncle and stuff, and Dolphins score first try. Oh, yeah, sweet. Check me. I've tipped Tigers. Fuck. Come on, Tigers.
Farkoff is in 25th. Spot Red Hot Richie, one of our previous winners, in 28th currently. I mean, they're on 25 points. You're not far behind. It's not like, you know, it's a long season. It's a long season.
What's he on, 28?
What was that?
What points is he on?
25.
Ah, miles behind.
Yeah, totally. Swiss Cowboy also on 25. Year of the Cow, 25. There you go. Thirsty for Drinky, 24.
Yeah. The gap begins.
Yeah, the gap begins. And then, you know, after that, I've pretty much got to go to page 2.
Oh, use the page 2 boys.
We are the page 2
boys. Are you the page 2 boys?
We are the page 2
boys. Page 2 boysies, eh?
I'm in 53rd spot.
$50 bottle's looking good.
Long season. 53rd place is myself. I'm on 24 points.
Where am I?
Oh, Jesus. A bit close.
Right there. Right there, mofo. Mal's Pies, number 1.
That's me.
63rd spot, 23 points.
We're steaming up. We're steaming up the track.
23s, eh?
That's right. Yeah, he's not too far behind. Golf ball whacker guy, where are you, mate? Just yell it out because I can't find you.
I've actually just went, oh shit, I've actually got to do my tips.
While you do that,
he's just logging in.
Shout out to Swiss Cowboy too. He's very active on the Stockman chat members. Even though it's probably 2 o'clock in the morning when he's watching.
I don't think it matters to him. Those 17 screens are probably 24/7.
He's going hard. Hey,
I don't want to see his power bill.
He writes his own hours.
I think they get free power over there in Switzerland.
Shout out, Carsten.
Sweden.
Don't do that to me.
Sorry, Carsten.
I confidently said Switzerland, I think, once, and I was wrong. So let's go Sweden.
I thought it was Switzerland.
I think it's Switzerland too.
I'm pretty sure it's Switzerland.
Hang on, isn't it Swiss Cowboy?
Yes.
Swiss, Sweden, Switzerland. Oh, that's...
Which one's Swiss?
I'll Google.
He's screaming at us right now. Sorry, mate.
Where is Swiss?
Golf ball whacker guy is in 80th on 22 points.
Switzerland.
82 points. That's cute. I remember my first beer.
Oh, look out.
Yeah, Switzerland.
Yeah, was that yesterday?
Yeah, that's what I thought. And then if we go all the way there, we find where the potato is. He's in 117th. Got one on the weekend.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Well, that's what happens when you go 50-50. Hey, Pete.
I didn't go 50-50. I tipped properly.
Look, I don't want to go the early crow here, but not far from the potato is the barking frog.
Oh. Has he been putting his tips in?
He has. 115th.
Oh, he's come a cropper.
He has come a cropper.
Hawk for Life, not far off. Chris Reed in 112th. Zach Lazepipe is in 110th. Gus Bus.
That's good.
107th. Sam Woolcock. I nearly said Woodcock. Because who wouldn't? At 105. And Townsleman, 102. Yeah, look, guys, you need to lift your game. Playing the tips, played a joker.
Ha. That'd go for him.
He's on 21 points. He missed the first two rounds. Look out. Watch out for playing the tips.
No.
He's only played three rounds. He's already on 21 points.
Do you know who that is?
He's 3 points behind you. You know who that is.
Yeah, that's Russell.
Is that Russell?
Oh, is it? Russell.
Rusty.
He thought the tipping was in the Supercoach app.
Russell.
ESPN.
Russell.
Russell. Rusty.
I'm out for the season. And so you can get it back.
We're giving this guy a beret to represent us at the... Anyway.
What an absolute noob.
Well, you watch him in Supercoach, but...
Yeah, I am. No, I can't see him. I'm up too high.
No, you wait.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
We've got a bet on, and I'm going to lose very badly.
NRL Round 6 kicks off Thursday, the 11th of April, 7:50 p.m. at McDonald Jones Stadium. The Knights are $1.53 up against the Roosters at $2.50. Pistol, kick it off.
I go on Knights by 10.
Knights by 10. The Spud has gone the Roosters because the Spud's got a problem.
Yeah.
That's called last place. I don't know what that's like. I'm going to go the Knights by, you know how much?
4.
Correct.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable indeed. Morgs, what do you got?
Knights by 6.
Knights by 6. I like it. And Bill?
Yeah, Knights by 6.
I like it as well. Friday the 12th, 6 p.m. Amy Park, Storm, $1.11. Bulldogs, $6.50. Pistol.
Beware the wounded bulldog.
Oh, Pete.
They have beaten Storm in this fixture last year, but I will be going Melbourne. But I would not be surprised if the Dogs... I'll get 7 this week, and this game will probably be the one that stuffs me.
Oh, interesting. 7, eh? The Spud is going the Storm. I'm going to go the Storm as well. Morgs?
Yeah, I'm copying the Spud. Stormers.
Yeah, Storm.
Very good. 8 p.m. Friday night, Suncorp Stadium. What a surprise. Broncos, $1.35. Dolphins, $3.20 in the, I'm not even going to call it a good derby. What's the worst 4X beer?
Zero.
The 4X zero. This is the 4X zero
derby.
Derby.
Yep.
Why would you even bother?
The Donks versus the Dolphs.
You remember 4X draft? It came in as derby.
Yeah.
That was not bad gear.
Not terrible.
That was all right stuff.
That's not terrible. So we've got the original, isn't it? 4X gold.
Yeah, we got 4X gold.
Yeah.
4X bitter. Okay. I've been drinking a bit of the bitters lately.
Have you? Summer.
Yeah. Buy a carton of golds and a carton of bitters. So you drink golds during the day and then you mix it up with a few power plays. Need to increase the run rate here. I'm just going to get a couple of bitter cans.
I was going to say, what are the summers? I don't mind a summer.
Yeah, it's okay.
No, it's like their version of Great Northern.
Yeah, it's nothing special.
You reckon?
Yeah, it's just a light lager.
Great Northern's horrible, though.
No, but it's supposed to... It's
thank
supposed
you.
Yeah, I'm on board there.
Pete got me off for Great Northern's onto the Golds.
I'd rather a summer.
No, better beer's where it's at.
Is that right?
Better okay. beer is good. Right. Maybe yeah, I do like better beer.
8 p.m. Suncorp Stadium, Donks, Dolphs.
Yeah, I've gone the Dolphs. I think no Reynolds. Walsh is back, so that will add a bit of points. Yeah, scoring, but no Haas still, I don't think, for the Bronx.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But Dolphs are, I think they're down too. They don't have Flegler or Herbie.
Mm. Yeah, I think Herbie's down now. He's done his shoulder or something.
But they'll live for this. Go the Dolphs.
Okay, the Spud has also picked the Dolphs. I'm going to, it's 8 p.m. It's Friday night at Suncorp. I'm going Broncos. I don't want to, but I am.
Yeah,
points are points.
Correct. Thank you. Morgan.
I really want to go Dolphins. I've even got it selected.
You do?
But I just don't think we're going to win.
No, me either. Not there. So, not at Suncorp, Friday night.
Bronx.
It's not going to happen.
Bronx it is.
Bronx it is.
Bronx it is.
Yeah, I go on the Bronx too.
Yeah. It's terrible. We hate it,
this
but we have to
do it.
This
is how I make the break.
I'm just going to be a sneaky and just slide this over there.
Oh, really?
I don't have to go. I don't have to go.
Unbelievable.
You don't have to fill it up. I'm just putting the glass there. That's all I'm saying. Saturday, 13th of April, 3 p.m., Go Media Stadium. New Zealand Warriors, $1.50. Manly Sea Eagles. Seagulls, $2.60. Pistol.
The way Manly demolished
3 p.m.
Penrith,
game.
3 p.m., yeah, Auckland time.
Yes.
The way Manly demolished Penrith and the way Warriors have started to hit a bit of strap, they flogged shit out of Rabbits. This, I'm going to call it game of the round.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it. Turbo up against Chance. Fenua Blake up against Ola Kawatu.
Will be a good
Johnson
one.
Johnson up against Cherry Evans.
Mm.
Sabon, Watene Zalesniak, Roger Tuivasa, Sheck, Tuakula, Canicola. I'm going Waz.
Kurt Canicola.
Yeah.
You going Waz?
Canicola. Yeah, I'm going Waz. But this is... Put your eyes on this game. This will be something worth watching.
Now, Go Media is Mount Smart, isn't it?
Don't know if it is.
It's in New Zealand, but...
Thanks.
Hold on.
I'm still calling it Mount Smart.
I thought it was Mount Smart.
I think Mount Smart is still Mount Smart, but I think Go Media is a different stadium. I could be wrong.
No, I think it's sponsored.
Is. Go Media Stadium Mount Smart.
Is Mount Smart. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Righto. All right.
My mistake. Good. You're wrong.
The Spud's going Manly. I'm going to go the Waz because it is at Mount Smart. Because if it wasn't, then I wouldn't. But yeah,
you just took my line. I'm going Waz because it's Mount Smart.
If it was, because they don't seem to go that well outside of Mount Smart in New Zealand.
That's home.
Yeah, when they went to Napier, they had like a record number of streakers, didn't they?
Yeah. <that's right>.
Bill, Warriors
up the Waz.
Up the Waz. 5:30 p.m. CommBank Stadium. The Eels $2.30. Cowboys $1.62.
Yeah, cows all the way.
Very good. The Spud, we're going to have to get a new Spud. It's gone the Eels.
Oh, well, that's good.
That's good. It's good.
It's good.
Yeah, as far as content goes, it didn't really work the way we thought.
It's not gone. This has not gone well.
No. He's all doubted me. You know why? Because my system is working this year.
So far. Wars,
Raiders, Cowboys are winning. Broncos are losing.
So far.
And Roosters are losing.
It's round six.
Yeah. My system's come true.
I'm going the Cowboys.
Yeah, I'm going Cowboys. I was going to say, I reckon Pete's a half a comp. Half a comp man.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
He's the dragon. He's the dragons.
Potatoes, full comp. Yeah,
perfect.
80 minute potato we got. Perfect. We got our 40 minute Pete. Or as his wife calls him, 4 minute Pete.
That's optimistic.
Yeah.
Lucky last Bill? 4 minutes.
Giddy up.
Mm. Eels then. 7:35 at a call. Rabbits $3.20. Sharks $1.35. Pistol.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
Rabbits couldn't beat the under 16 Wollongong Wolves at the moment. I've got Sharks. Mulatalo to score 3.
Very good. The Spud's gone the Rabbits. Oh, stupid potato. I'm going the Sharks. Any time, Mugs?
This will check someone's allegiance to the Myrtle and Cardinal.
I won't mind it.
I was preparing for the next segment.
That's fine.
I'm back in the Bunnies, baby. Back in the Bunnies in Sydney to get the job done.
Whoa.
We got Rusty Crow on our side. We got Albo on our side.
Bill?
We're sorted.
I've gone the Sharks.
Very good. Sunday, the 14th of April.
The man upstairs is on our side.
4:05 p.m. Campbelltown. The Tigers are $1.80. The Dragons are $2. Flip a coin.
Go on the Tigers. Back to the west of Campbelltown. Get on the Tigers.
Spud's gone the Tigers. I'm going the Tigers. Morgs?
Tigers.
Bill?
Come on, Dragons fans.
Hey.
Fire up!
Oh, Donnie.
Shout out to Donnie.
He's a good lad.
Did you see his one on the weekend? Yeah. How good.
Kudos to him.
I've got some optimism.
There's been a certain on the spot that's been missing doing them, so...
Speaking of which, everybody's missing it.
Yeah, can we arrange it?
I don't know. I'm going to be in Canfield Ashes this week.
It's a reason, Mr. Social.
Mad Dragon does it anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, this is poor effort.
You could do it out there.
This is disgusting, actually.
It's something to do with quality of... You don't...
Quality of content?
You don't take...
Were you going to say quality of content?
You don't take a leading videographing hype-up page, like on the spot... And take it down some levels.
Okay.
So you do nothing for 6 months.
So quality over quantity.
Quality over quantity. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Is it possible that you run out of rhymes?
No, there's always something.
There's always something? Okay.
You know how some of the best TV...
I've got 3 months of Cody here to play off.
You know some of the best TV series ever are just one series?
Yeah, one and done.
One and done?
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. One and Done. It's also what his wife calls him. Without, one and done.
Without the one.
So
just done.
Just done.
Just done and
just cooked.
Negative didn't go in. Impacted on the surface.
Okay. All right, we're steering clear of that.
So impacted on the back of the car. On the car seat.
That's where I was trying not to go.
Yeah, 6:15 p.m. GIO.
I was talking about Star Wars. What were you talking about?
Same thing. Suburb of Bruce, the Raiders, $1.32. The Titans, $3.40. Pistol.
Yeah, go the Raids.
Go the Raids.
The Titans put up a gallant effort against us. We didn't play well against them, though. So
no team that's played against the Cowboys has done well the next
in
week.
In Townsville, for that matter.
That's right. Yeah. I'm going the Raiders. The Spud is also going the Raiders.
Dream Horse. Machine all day long. Got milk?
Yeah.
Yeah, got milk.
Yeah. 2%.
I'm wondering if I joker this one.
Ooh. Oh, look out. He's looking to play the joker.
Pete's getting cocky.
No, I'm going to save it. I'm going to save it.
Don't get penis-y.
No, I'm just going to put it on tab instead.
Bill? Go on, the Raiders.
Very good. And Penrith with the bye, and that's footy tips for the week of NRL round 6. It's hitting up the top there.
It's very much
so. A few jokers used early. I'm surprised. That's optimism, using them that early.
Maybe they're thinking if they get out like Perkins and he can hold on for the 1,500.
Is that your results from last week?
I did not realise.
You tipped zero.
I got zero last week.
Zero.
Zero.
We need to screenshot that and get that up on.
I did not realise I tipped zero.
I got six.
Oh, my Lord.
How did you get zero?
Did you put your tips in?
No, I did.
Did you, Mal's? You need to review some more pies. Get some pie juice into you.
I don't know what's going on.
That can't be right.
Oh, no, that's AFL.
I'm pretty sure you got more. Oh, that's AFL.
No. That's NRL.
This guy.
That's NRL. I got zero.
You got zero.
I did do my AFL tips before. West Coast play Richmond this weekend.
This got a chance.
This is the first time I've seen West Coast odds below $9.
No, they have a
$3.50.
At home. Are they playing at home?
Yeah.
They could win.
They're $3.50 up against Richmond now.
You got six this week.
Why is it saying zero?
I don't. Your app's messed up.
Oh, it wouldn't be a surprise for the ESPN footy tips have to suck.
It won't even change my name for me.
Yeah.
It's the Disney's part of it. Sorry.
Definitely the Disney.
Maybe next year we'll come up with a new app. We might get an On the Ranch app.
Yeah, we should write one. Yeah.
Shut up.
We just had a light bulb moment right there.
Yeah. Interesting.
We should be doing that. I'm lost for words now. Where were you? Supercoach. Stupid Supercoach is what we're calling it. I'm not calling it that this week because I've kicked some arse.
How did you get 1,200?
Oh, you know.
Without cheating.
It's called skill.
It's optimizing.
So
it is called optimizing by hitting that optimize button at the top and it just sorts out my squad for me. 1,265 points. I've topped the entire competition as in our competition.
So you're saying you didn't keep Alex Johnston in your team when he's out for 8 weeks?
No, I did not keep Alex Johnston. Oh, so you did.
Yeah, that sounds like a
good move. Yeah, so but still, look, leading the comp on 5,359 total points is Big Willie and Mike Hunt, which is Paul. I'm in second place on 5,218. A little bit of catch-up work to do there. That's one round.
Yeah,
pick the right captain.
Yeah, absolutely.
That could happen. He scored 1,254. I got 1,265 this week, just gone. So,
who's your captain this week?
I haven't picked it yet. Probably be drinky.
Nah, drinky every week.
Drinky every week.
I'm a pick and stick kind of guy.
You are. Big footy guy in third place, 5,175 points. Getting felt up is in fourth on 5,044. And Scotty Drink Milk is on 5,004 points. And Russell, Big Russ, the meme team on 5,000 points exactly. That's not bad after five rounds.
It was just saying, like, what's the chances of it landing on 5,000 points even?
I'm going to say pretty good. Yeah. So, yeah, no, that's going well. In last place is Magic Makers, and his name's Mike. Calls his team Magic Makers. So that's Magic Mike, I'm going to say, from the footy tipping comp. I could be wrong.
Could be.
Prove me wrong. That's fine. 3,760 points. Bit of work to do there for Mike.
Where's Young Pistol in all that?
Young Pistol.
The Hounds of Justice.
The Hounds of 16th Justice. 4,784.
Oh, my God. 16th spot. You need to lift your game.
Maybe if I trade out
Alex Johnston, I might have half a chance.
So it's funny that I suddenly have an interest in this, that I'm actually doing right. Normally, every week, I do crap. So look at you go. So anyway, that's Supercoach this week. I don't know if I'm going to make any team change. I've got a lot of Raiders. I've got like four Raiders, three Cowboys.
Ah.
And that's – when it comes to bye rounds, that tends to screw you up.
That will hurt you.
Although, this week, there's a few Raiders out that I've got. So that I'll probably get rid of a few.
So I'm going to catch you.
You might.
I will.
You might.
I will.
$50 you don't.
I will. I'm not betting $50 on that.
Yeah, see? Crazy. You do it on tipping, but you won't do it on that.
Because I'm good at tipping.
This year. I'll give you that. You're doing all right this year. I'll give you that.
You're a good kid, kid.
You're a good kid, kid. Welcome. Well done. Kid. Look at me. I can't even find the button.
All right. That music means one great thing. We're here to make some cash. Just fell short quietly, just on the last leg last week. We needed a nanai and two more from Felt. Didn't quite get there, but we are back again to play another game of Pistols Multi, all brought to you thanks from Fusion Networks. Now, Bill, if I was to ask you, what would you get if you needed something from Fusion Networks?
Oh, you get your glitches if your pitches.
With your pitches? And switches?
Get your glitches if your switches fixed.
Great going. Morgan, elaborate. What can you offer us? I've just bought a new Dell. How can you fix it? Because I can't turn it on.
First off, you wouldn't have a Dell. You'd have a Lenovo.
All right. Yeah, yes.
Good move.
Good move.
And then I would connect you up to Office 365. I'd do your security package. I'd do your internet, hook you up to an email address, and make sure your data and backups are in the cloud.
Ah, service guaranteed with a smile.
I also actually fixed glitches in the switches today.
What is? Oh, well, that's good. What is the benefit of going into the cloud?
Security.
Keep all your files in one soft place.
Why do you look at me when you say security?
So Fusion Networks, they can help you out with anything you need. Now this week, we're just going with a quick, easy one this week. It's an eight-legger.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
Nah, I was going to do a perfect round because I'm leading the tipping comp, but I thought, no, I'll just
there
pick.
We go.
We've got eight try scorers.
Talk it up, Fuzzball.
Eight games, eight try scorers. We are going Bradman Best to cross for the Knights. We're going Coates to cross for the Storm against the Dogs. We've got Hamaso to cross for the Dolphins against the Bronx. We've got RTS to cross the Strip against Manly. That's Roger Tuivasa Sheck for those playing it.
Oh, thanks,
buddy.
Wasn't sure.
Nanai for the Cows against the Eels. Ronaldo Mulitalo to score for the Sharkies against the Buns. I reckon he'll score three against that lackluster Bunnies defensive outfit. They're crap.
You got a frown on your face there. What's happened?
Keep going.
Jazzy Olam to cross a try for the Tigers against the Drags. And to round it out, we've gone Xavier Savage to cross for Canberra against the Titans.
Question.
Yes?
You don't have a Cowboys try scorer in the Cowboys game.
Yeah, he does.
Nanai.
Yeah, I heard it.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed that bit.
Too much sheepdog.
For those that did hit Nanai and for Morgan didn't, interrupting such a great segment brought to you by his company.
Ben, I have a right.
Eight try scorers, eight games. Get amongst it. It's paying $658.79 power play to one. $20 on that's $13,175.91.
$13,000
for a $20 outlay.
What we need you to do is share that, and we'll take the link and we'll throw that in our.
That's
it's
our biggest
already
one.
In the run sheet.
That's not a share.
Send me a text
because I haven't put it on yet.
Oh, if whoever puts it on.
And well, the reason why I haven't put it on is I got in a little bit of heat with the missus.
You've been depositing too much, Peter. You've got to cut it back, so might have to put that one on money-wise at the tab where and she doesn't see the deposit.
I thought that was your logistics issues, but from what I hear, it might have been one team Jesberg, so I'm not sure where the logistics issues were, but thanks very much for that, Pistol. That's a good
eight games, eight try scorers.
That's our biggest one ever.
Is it? Ever?
Yeah. How big was it?
13K.
That's our biggest
one. Nah, we've had bigger ones.
Been 13,000?
Yeah.
We had a
season ender.
658.
Failed on the first leg. The women's heat fucked us in the final last year.
Honestly, though, Bradman Best scoring against the Roosters.
Yeah.
He's too busy trying to score in the sheds.
But, yeah, I mean, you never know.
We're for sure.
And Xavier Coates, I don't rate him.
Yeah, but they'll probably get him in.
But it's against the Dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair. Okay, fair. Fair. You watch the Dogs.
And then you got Hammer.
Didn't you tip the Dogs?
No, I went still.
Oh, you went
still. I said the Dogs would be good.
Yeah. Don't discount the Dogs, I think you said.
Be careful of a wounded bulldog.
That's right, The Hounds of Justice. Well, not quite. Yeah. It's totally different. What are you going to call us when we play the Bulldogs? We're not the Hounds. We're
waiting on Lukey. That's why we can't use the Hounds of Justice. Yeah. We got Lukey, Nanai, and Cotter.
Yeah,
that's why On the Spot hasn't done much lately because he's got four good ones banking up, but he needs the Hounds of Justice play to
get him. Could we call ourselves the Shield?
We are the Shield.
Yeah. And sure. Clifford. Yeah. Clifford is part of the Hounds of Justice.
Clifford's just a big red dog that CGI this way in.
He's naturally the
Jake freaking Clifford.
Yeah, Jake freaking Clifford.
Okay. Songs to add to the playlist this week. Pistol, kick it off again.
I've got an absolute belter this week.
And
feel free to play some of this, especially into the chorus part. This is.
I don't know if I'm allowed to.
You can. This is an absolute.
I'm allowed to. I don't know. We'll see.
It's well worth getting your ears around. I've started listening to this a little bit lately. It's called Kingdom by Downstate.
Yeah, right. Hum a few bars. No, don't. Well, that's not playing to that at all.
Keep it going.
Yeah, keep it.
This is a good ring to it.
Fast forward this a little bit more. Yeah.
This is going to get us cancelled.
No, it won't.
No, it'll be right.
No.
Can we turn it up? Keep it going. I'm vibing.
It feels
it's like a
keep it going.
Just one more. No, a little bit more. Another 10 seconds.
If we play any more than that. See, this is what happens, Bill. Yeah, two WrestleMania weirdos on board. That's what happens.
Whoa.
All right.
That's right. I've been sort of wanting to toe the line a little bit more with it to see what we can get away with.
So. Yeah.
We'll see.
Very good. All right. I'm going to jump in now and take it a totally different direction. I'm going with a little bit of...
A bit of Screaming Jets.
Oh. Screaming Jets. Helping Hand.
Nice.
Just something to, after we've had a little bit of your hard rock.
Whoa.
Yeah. We're just going to bring it back one. Go and get a fresh beer.
This song reminds me of something, actually.
Reminds you of something.
Cody Rhodes had a few helping hands on the weekend.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
He had a few against him as well.
He did.
H-E. Who have you got?
So I have a really nice song. It's by Tom Petty. It's called Weight Back Down. It's the walkout song of Chris, the All-American Weedman from the UFC. I'll give you a couple little bars of it now, okay?
Oh, nothing wrong with that.
We'll just get a nice little 10, 15 seconds in.
Yeah, okay.
Can you imagine walking out? He's got the American flag on his shoulders.
Yeah.
Coming out to a crowd, going out to the squared circle. Another 5 seconds. Stand. Wind back down.
Very good. All right, Bill, hit us.
So I've gone an old-time favourite of mine, Drive by Shannon Null.
Oh. Hey.
Marking 20 years since this album was released, and this was the first CD I ever owned.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
God, I feel old.
You want to see how upset little Billy was when Shannon Null came second, mate?
To the throne.
There's only one day sadder than that's when we lost Steve Irwin.
Oh, that was,
that's a sad day. That's a sad day for Australia.
Yeah, just for my childhood, top two.
I like how Australia was very cringe about Steve Irwin until he got stabbed in the chest.
I thought he was cool, but I was only 10.
Too, yeah, so. Okay, I was about 30.
No, that was sad. That still is sad.
That's
horrific right there.
I mean, he was brilliant. Have you seen his son lately?
Yeah.
I'm not saying.
He's on a celebrity get me out of here host.
He's a host, which I think is a real bad move for him. Like, it's just trash.
It is trash.
Your brand
it's
out
like
there.
Hosting maths.
Yeah, it's just to get your brand in.
Nah, he should be, if anything, he should be doing like, I love
Crikey.
But
JLP is fantastic doing Survivor, but he should be doing something with a bit more guts to it, you know, than Jungle.
Who do you reckon here would last the longest in celebrity get me out of here?
Oh, I thought you were going to say Survivor then.
Survivor, man.
Because I will jump across this table and fight him for it.
Yeah, I would probably outwit these guys and outlast them.
He certainly thinks he could.
No, I would outlast and outplay, but probably not outwit.
He'd probably be pretty good at the challenges.
He can't make a fire.
I would beat these three, all of you at the challenges.
Yeah, depending on the challenge.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Is there snake?
I'm great with puzzles.
The only challenge I'd lose in would be the eating challenge where you got to like eat grubs and snakes.
They don't do that much anymore.
Mm.
A lot of their challenges now in Survivor are like endurance ones where you're sort of standing on like fucking really thin pegs.
Or you got to hold something above your head or something like that.
Yeah. That's a lot of them.
Find a key for a lockbox. Dig up the lockbox. Cut the rope. The flag will raise.
That's normally the team challenges when they're still in their tribes. Yeah. Look, we're going to add another song to the playlist that doesn't belong to anyone at the table here, but does belong to one Annie Rail Motor. This is their first track off their next album or their new album.
Like it.
And it's called There's a Light, and it's, like I say, it's from Rail Motor. Have a listen. We do promote these guys, but their tracks are banging. I've had a little listen to their next track after this one, and it is top notch as well. So have a listen. And
I've heard this. This is good.
You know how we had a little debate over whether or not they're blues?
Yes.
And what they are most certainly blues.
Oh, okay.
Or swamp blues or something like
swamp
that.
Swamp blues?
I don't know if it's swamp.
From Louisiana or something.
I might have that wrong. But
this is blues folk. Blues folk.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, have a listen for yourself. Mm. Now, there's a female voice there that might sound familiar. Mm. That is one Annie Rail Motor.
So Annie Rail Motor.
Get on board that one. But, follow Rail Motor. They are they're a Queensland – definitely – they're not even a Queensland band. I shouldn't say that because I think one of the guys is from South Australia. So they are a Australian-wide band, but they recorded in
– they've all come together.
Yeah, they
– was that when they were at Blues Fest?
Yes, I believe. Okay. No.
Just checking.
They recorded before Blues Fest. Blues Fest was after that.
Oh, right.
I could have that wrong. Cat is jumping down the...
Annie.
Thing. Yeah, Annie. Sorry, Annie is jumping down the... get that away. Anyway.
I'm cutting you off.
Yeah, probably a good idea. I've had too much sheepdog tonight. On the Ranch NQ, on Instagram, Facebook, give us a follow. Look, share it around. We want to get some more followers. We're trying to get to a certain point here. We've got If we can double our listeners and followers,
yeah,
we'd be very happy. So that's our challenge this year. Share it around. Share it to your mates.
Share it on your Facebook.
Share it on your Facebook.
And tell us if we're doing stuff you don't like, what can we improve on to get more listeners?
A little bit less wrestling and a little bit more...
Look, it was the show of shows. Okay. It's the biggest event worldwide.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Number 40. If everybody tells a colleague, a co-worker, a person who sits next to them on the bus, we'll be sweet.
Oh, on the bus.
Yeah, on the buses. On the train, planes, automobiles.
Yeah, oh, very good.
At the game.
Otherwise, hit us up on our socials. Like I said, On The Ranch NQ on Instagram or Facebook. Me at XRBob on Twitter. I'm not on there that much these days. Morgan Holmes Evans on... Pick a social. He's on it.
And Facebook and Instagram are two favourites.
Yep. Pistol, like we were talking, on the spot.
On the spot. Get amongst it.
Even just hit
I'm going to start back again. I'm going to get some more content involved in that.
Have a view of our YouTube clips on YouTube. That went well. Billy is putting a lot of work into the video. He sits here every week and really kicks ass in terms of video. It comes out looking... I kind of like it.
Thank you, sir.
I don't mind it on TV, eh?
Yeah.
It looks good.
It's not bad. Even if you put it on there and play it in the background, that helps the algorithm. Like I said, subscribe, unsubscribe, and resubscribe again. That helps us.
With a VPN.
Leave us a review. We haven't... I don't even know where you review them these days. But if you can review us somewhere, do it.
On Spotify.
Yeah, you can do it in
the... 5 stars on Spotify.
In the apps.
5 stars. And Facebook.
And send us any questions you have. We want questions.
Yes, please do. Go the Cowboys.
Up the Cowboys.
Up the Cavs.